CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. With today's slice, here is Christina Hariniuk.
In the University of Manitoba Archives and Special Collections, there are over millions of documentations, including 1,500 collections. But we're talking about Hamilton Family Funds Collection, and I'm here with the head of the department, Shelley Sweeney. What the collection consists of?
There's about 14 boxes and about 2,400 photographs that were taken during seances between 1918 and 1945 by the Hamilton family. T.G. and his wife Lillian lost their three-year-old son, Arthur, to the flu, and so the rest of their lives they dedicated to communicating with Arthur.
How did the university get their hands on this collection?
Well, it was actually Margaret Hamilton Bach, who was the daughter of Lillian and T.G. Once the archives saw the collection, it was clear that it really needed to be in a public institution.
Could you give a snapshot of what kind of documentation the collection consists of?
Photographs are the most compelling part of this collection. So, for example, you might see one of the mediums, Mary Marshall, and she will be expelling some sort of substance from her mouth that may have little pictures. And then that's the ectoplasm. Other types of photographs were the telekinesis photographs with a woman named Elizabeth Poole, who was the Hamilton's nanny. And those photographs show tables levitating and flying through the air. There's all sorts of lectures that Hamilton gave all over the world. It's a really rich and incredibly detailed collection.
Home. Is it still standing today?
Still standing. It's on Henderson Highway and it's kitty corner from the Elmwood Cemetery. People come from all over the world to investigate this collection. Pieces of the collection have gone to Paris, to the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. People come to see it. People use it in their research.
People wanted to come down to the archives and special collections. How can they go about that?
We do have a selection of images on YouTube, or they contact us at archives@umanitoba.ca.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.